You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. I am Scott Sullivan, your Sherpa, your guide, your leader, every single week bringing you some fantastic entrepreneurs, some fantastic CEOs, people that are successful in their own right, that are bringing us those nuggets that we talk about every single week, the things that make you better in the sales and marketing profession, and this week is absolutely no exception. Ladies and gentlemen, perk up your ears and listen. As they used to say, gather around, boys and girls, because I've got something to tell you today. And that is the fact that I have a guest that has changed the world and is changing the world one company at a time. And I say that so often, and this time it is absolutely in spades. I have with me today the CEO and founder of Cultivating Sales. It's a software program that is literally changing the world when it comes to sales and marketing and all the things that we do on our business. And the CEO and founder, Melissa Blair, is with me today. Melissa, how the heck are you? And welcome to Mind Your Own Business.
Thank you, Scott. I'm so excited to be here. I feel like I want to take you everywhere with me and announce me. That was fabulous. I've never been announced like that before. That's great.
Well, you deserve every inch of it. And I have to tell you, as we have already found out just from getting to know each other, I like to spend a lot of time understanding, you know, my guests, understanding what they're doing and how they do it, because what I'm trying to do every week on Mind Your Own Business is trying to leave the world in a better place than it was prior to this episode. And we are going to do that today. And I'm so excited. We're going to dive right in. So why don't you take just the first 5 minutes, like we always do, tell us a little bit about what Cultivating, you know, Sales, the software package is, a little bit just kind of an overview, and then dive right into, I can't hardly wait to talk about your origin story. I want to talk about your mom and your dad. I want to talk about these serial entrepreneurs. I want to talk about the fact that you grew up in this kind of culture. So just dive right in and just start telling us. And then when you get to that point, just pick a point on the time continuum and just grab it and let's go.
Okay, exciting. Cultivating Sales has been I've been searching for the Holy Grail for many, many years. I won't say how many, but trying to find a software program that allowed me to build out and automate my sales and marketing. And I'll go into this in more detail later, but I've owned a sales training company for a number of years. I have always had a marketing passion, and trying to bring those two together in a way that makes it easier for small business owners. As I mentioned, the background to really getting into all this was that my parents were both entrepreneurs. My dad owned a limestone quarry that was in his family for a number of years. And so I spent many summers working in the limestone quarry, helping him with the books and taking phone calls and all that. And then my mom, in my junior year in high school, got into multi-level marketing, and she made $100,000 her first year. And my dad was like, well, I wish we'd figured out what you were good at a long time ago, because she really had that knack for building relationships. And so then I also worked with her for a number of years. And it was with my mom that we started the sales training company. And I was just in college. I didn't know what I wanted to do, had no idea. Sales was definitely not on my radar. So she said one time, hey, I got an invitation to go to a sales training in Chicago. Why don't you just come with me? And then we'll go shopping and dinner and all that later. So I went with, and it was a sales training by the name of, it was called Integrity Selling. The author was Ron Willingham. He recently passed away. We've maintained a relationship all these years, because what happened with going through that sales training program was it's all about solving problems. It's not the tricky closes and the, find the way to get their money into your pocket kind of thing. It was asking questions and finding out what problems they have and finding a way to help them solve those problems. And that resonated with me. And I got so excited. It's like, wow, I really could do sales. This is so different than what I thought it was. And so we then became distributors. We were the first female distributors for that organization. And we had that sales training company for 8 years until my mom just one day passed away. She had a blood clot that went to her lungs. I had a 2-month-old first baby. So I was, I don't even know how to describe the pain of what I was going through. I lost my mother, my daughter's grandmother, my business partner. We had numerous employees. It was a nightmare. And I did that for another additional 4 years and threw another baby in there just because that would be a good idea. And so I had two babies and a business where we were traveling and we were installing this sales training platform, more or less, into companies all over the country. And so I was burned out. I was very unhappy. And so I was lucky enough to be able to sell that company and be able to stay home. I stayed home for 8 years, had a third baby. Those just always seemed like a good idea. Until the third baby went to high school. And then my husband decided it was time for me to go back to work. And of course, I felt like, who's going to hire me? All I've done is change poopy diapers for the last 8 years. Who on earth would want me? I don't know if everybody can relate to that or not, but it doesn't matter how good your self-esteem is before that. It's not great after. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I mean, you did mention poop several times. Yes. So
lots of poop. So I got lucky, and my husband was talking to one of his friends, and they say, hey, there's these two guys that are looking for somebody to run their office. So I went in, and it was in the manufacturing industry. It was a manufacturer's rep for ABB. Don't know if you've ever heard of them. Big company.
Know them very, very well, actually.
Yes. So I suddenly became...
I come from the power business, so yeah,
yes, ABB I is figured a, that's why it's I said.
Huge. It's absolutely huge. And,
it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I became the queen of variable frequency drives in Wisconsin. So I spent about 12 years with them. And quite honestly, I was extremely lucky in that I found a job with a boss who appreciated my entrepreneurialism. And so he said, what do you want to do? And, at first I started with, I'm just going to keep this simple. I'm just going to answer the phones and I'm not going to do anything else. Well, that didn't last for long. I was, I throw myself into everything quite heavily.
Why do I get the idea you're an overachiever? I get that idea somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm getting that idea, Melissa.
Yeah, it didn't stay simple very long. So I stayed with them. And so my boss, Scott, said, what do you want to do? Where do you want to take this? And I said, well, we're a manufacturer's rep. We have all these distributors. I want to go out and help them with their sales and marketing. Because if we help them, whose products are they going to sell more? Because we're going to help them sell more of our products. And so I was able to go into each of our distributors and help them. And of course, the one thing that was always a huge obstacle was the software. And so we would duct tape together MailChimp and, Calendly and a survey builder, a form builder, all these different tools. And it was a nightmare for them to be able to run it. And it got to the point where I had been with them for about 12 years. I turned 55 years old and I said, if I'm ever going to start another company, I've got to do it now, because right now I'm building somebody else's equity. I was lucky enough to do it one time before, and I saw that if I can do it again, this is the thing that's going to help us fund our retirement. We went from having kids to retirement. It seemed like, you know, overnight. But so that's when I decided to leave that job, which was, and my husband could not believe what I was saying, because I loved the job, got paid very well, had autonomy. I didn't have to answer to anyone. And yet I wanted to do my own thing. And I wanted to tackle this issue of the software and finding a way to take sales and marketing and technology and put it together so that we can make a small business owner's life easier. And it seemed like a good idea at the time. And then I quit my job, and then I started looking. I didn't always do it in the right order. I started looking for the software after I quit my job. And I went through a couple of different software programs, and it just was never the right thing. It was always, well, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that. And about a year ago now, I met this team of programmers that said, we're building what you want. And I'm like, okay, sure, I've heard that before. And over this last year, they have truly listened and built what needs to be built. And the reason it's different is because instead of software being built by programmers, the software, well, we have programmers that build it, but it's being driven by what our customers are asking for. And it's being driven by sales and marketing people, not programmers. And so we take a look at all the best tools out there, and we want to create and recreate what's really good about them. But we also want to fix what everybody's complaining about. So we've been able to do that now. And we have, we just have an amazing set of tools all built under one platform. So you're no longer having to duct tape together a whole bunch of different software. I don't know. Where am I now? I'm kind of still in the origin, but now I've moved on past origin.
Well, no, that is fine. You've unpacked so much. I've got so many questions though. So I have to ask a few questions just because I need to. Well, first of all, I gotta have some reason to be here, because if not, it's just, you know, hey, you just want to take the show. Go ahead. Just go ahead. You take over.
Yeah. I could never.
Oh, that's not true. I know you could. Okay. So I want to come back. So first of all, the fact is that your mom built a huge network marketing business. I mean, I can't, yes. You know, I just to be able to generate reoccurring revenue of $100,000 a year in network marketing. First of all, huge kudos to your mom. Fantastic job. The second is that your father was an entrepreneur in a family-owned business that has, you know, I mean, mining and being in the mining and the quarry business for all those years, I mean, for through generations is, first of all, that's phenomenal. So I understand where you get this from, and this is amazing. But the first question I had was, so you had no real software development experience before you walked into this, knowing you had a vision of where you wanted to be, but you really, I mean, could you even spell the word coding at the time?
No, I still can't. I have nothing to do with that. They're way smarter than I am.
So you literally are just the CEO, you know, kind of the quarterback that says, look, I have clients or I have relationships being in the sales and marketing side that say, if you build this, we will come, right? Sort of, I mean, I hate to, you know, quote Kevin Costner, you know, Field of Dreams, but if you actually, you know, create something, then we would be interested in that if you can say do the things you say. So how long were you coding, or how long did you have to fund a company and keep it up and running before you actually had your first MVP, when were you actually rolling this out to clients to say, here, try this and see if it fits your needs, and then let me know, give me some feedback. So you had alpha testers and beta testers, and I mean, I can't imagine what that must have looked like, and the stress that must have added to everything around your family. First of all, you lose your income. And then you have this huge investment. Then you have the uncertainty of, oh, I'm going to be in the software business. I mean, I'm surprised you're still here.
I am married to the best man in the whole wide world, because
I believe that.
He believes in me. There were times he looked at me like, you are nuts. And I just kept saying, trust me, trust me. If it's one thing, I mean, I am driven that I was not going to let this fail. And I, again, have been surrounded by, you and I were talking earlier, it's who you surround yourself with. And I, matter of fact, here's another funny story. When I started the business, I hired a business coach. And he said, you need to get out and network. And I said, with what? I don't even know what I'm doing yet. Why would I get out and network? He goes, just shut up and do it. And I'm like, no. And we fight back and forth. And then finally, I'm like, fine, I'll get out and network. Well, then, of course, everything has come from that networking, because that's where I found my group. I call them my founding sisters. Your wife will appreciate this. 17 women, small business owners, that said, hey, I'm along for this ride. Let's see what we can do. And so we started with the CRM, the developers, as I said, they were building it anyway. So did not fund the development of the software. I'm just part of their team, if that makes any sense. So they were funding it, but I had to come up with my own way to bring my clients in on it. So we only had the CRM, the beginnings of the CRM. A little bit of the scheduling piece was involved. And so they came aboard, they paid a minimum monthly fee, and I provided all the consulting, training, everything, helping them get their business online and up and running with this software. That was back in April last year. So I think, I'd have to look, but I think three people have since dropped. The rest of them they're still with me. They've gone through every stage with the scheduling builder being built in, the survey builder, the form builder. Then we launched all the automation. Then we launched the funnel builder, which is like a ClickFunnels. We recently launched the website builder, so you don't have to have a website tool anymore or pay hosting fees. And now, about a month ago, we launched the course and membership builder. So that's very much like a Kajabi or a Teachable. And so every step of the way, we've just been adding more and more beta testers. And we've really just, I guess we didn't formally come out of beta testing, but we have all the pieces. Well, we don't have them all yet. We're still adding the ability to send contracts and get those digitally signed. That's going to be out this summer. All the reporting, all the analytics, like if you run a Facebook ad, we're going to be able to watch that contact go from clicking on the ad to going to your funnel page, to signing up on your form, to booking an appointment with you, to making a sale. We're going to be able to watch them every step of the way. So this founding sisters they were my everything. I asked questions. They'd find, you know, this is what we don't like. And we'd go back to them. I mean, the developers, they get on Zoom with us and they say, okay, what, I mean, it is totally a combined effort of what do your clients want? What are they asking for next? And then the joke becomes, okay, I'm paying for this software. I don't want to pay for that software anymore. Let's build it in here. So that's where we're at now. Because I have an affiliate program. And of course, I have to pay X amount of money every month for an affiliate software program. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to pay for that anymore. So that's on the docket for this fall, is to be able to have our own affiliate software within here. So again, the goal is just to make it easier. I have spent my entire life in a small business, my mom's, my dad's, my own, and then now this one. And it is hard work. It is all consuming. It is rewarding. It's incredibly rewarding. I can't imagine doing anything else, but it is a lot of work. And I want to try to find a way that I can make a difference in making it a little less work where you could spend a little bit more time with your family and even get a hobby if you wanted one. I haven't found one yet, but my goal is to get a hobby.
All right. Well, I have a story for that. And I always say the same thing is you can always tell the owner of a small business because they're the one taking out the trash at night and not getting any sleep because they're worried about payroll. And the employees are at home having a beer, watching TV in the ball game and going, life is really good. And the owner is the one having sleepless nights and worrying about, you know, what's happening tomorrow.
Yeah. But they all think we just golf and lunch and do all. No, we don't.
Yeah.
Golf and lunch.
There's a, you know, small business, you know, I tell people all the time, yeah, you want to leave corporate working 60 hours a week to open your own small business to work 100 hours a week.
Yeah. All right. But you know what? We just can't help ourselves. So,
well, we have that, whatever that gene is, it is in there. Yeah. So, okay. So this is fantastic. So thank you so much for this. So let me see if I can succinctly pull this together, which those two words don't usually go together with Scott Sullivan, but I'm going to pull in succinctly if I can. So Cultivating Sales is a software platform that is cloud-based that is available to any small to medium-sized business owner that wants to integrate multiple software packages. So the immediate ROI is you're not paying all those monthly fees for all those disparate, you know, software packages first. Secondly, you're getting a complete savings and ROI on your time because now you're only having to learn one platform that integrates each of those, and you have it so that you're literally talking to the CEO and the development team. So as your business grows and evolves, the software, you know, theoretically or literally could grow and evolve with you because you're just one degree of separation from the guys and gals that are actually, you know, typing the code in. So So Cultivating Sales is a software package. Then you have an entire network behind the scenes that is also helping you with integration. So if you do it yourself, which if you want to buy the software and do everything yourself, it's available. If you want to buy the software and have us help you do it, because that's the second model, then you can pull out the stable of coaches and VAs and everybody else that has to do with that. And there's somebody there to kind of hold your hand. Or thirdly, if you want somebody to just do it and pull up all the heavy lifting and say, get this done. And when it's done, call me. Then there's also that option. So you have do it yourself, do it with you, or do it for you. Is that, did I pull that together in a pretty succinct little bundle?
I'm glad it's taped because I'll probably use it as my brochure. I love the way you did it.
Okay. I am available for voiceover. No. Okay. So I just want to make sure that all of my listeners are out there right now. So I have so many listeners each week that call me, that email me, direct message, you know, everything else. And they just go, Scott, this is crazy. This is what I've been looking for 100 years. You know, this one episode has changed my life. And, you know, all this happens all the time. So I am now, I'm calling out. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, you need to pay attention. If you're driving, just turn up the volume and listen. If you're sitting on the train and you're commuting, however you're getting your podcast right now, perk up your ears and listen. I have found for you a software package that is integrating all of those parts and pieces. And we're not going to, because I'm broadcasting this, I'm not going to name all of them, but you know, you heard my guests say some of the names. There are software packages out there right now that you have been bolting on, as we call it. You've been clamping on or bolting on these software packages as you grow. You now have a text service. You have a web builder. And all of these are different, and they're all being managed by you, and you're trying to do all of that, and on top of that, sell and be a marketing and be the CEO and pull all this together and try and run and grow a thriving business. So let's get rid of all that and lay it all down at the feet of Cultivating Sales, and let's get with Melissa and form a true partnership where there's a software platform that you can start adding to. Now, today, you may have to have a few things still bolted on because you may have some nuances that they haven't thought of yet. But the day is coming when you'll be able to pick up the phone and call Melissa and say, I'm tired of paying that monthly fee. I want to add that. And she'll put that right on the roadmap. And the next thing you know, the software will start evolving with you. This is a true grow with you partnership platform. If you haven't done it yet, unless you're driving, don't do this if you're driving, but if you're sitting at your desk, I want you to immediately go to Cultivating Sales, right? CultivatingSales.com is the name of the website. Melissa Blair is my guest today, and she is the CEO and founder of CultivatingSales.com. It is a software platform with the coaching and implementation services all built in, and those three things we talked about, do it yourself, do it with you, or do it for you, and she has the models, and the best part about it is you don't have to buy it all today. You can piecemeal it too. So if today you just need, you know, if you just need a lead magnet, she's got a package for that. If you just need something with online events and webinars and seminars and teaching, she's got that. So you don't have to buy it all. It's what I use this example all the time, Melissa, is that, you know, there are very, very, very few people, 1 or 2% of the world's population, that can use all of the parts and pieces of an Excel software, you know, Microsoft Excel. Right. We all have it on our computer because it's a whole lot easier to build a, you know, 6-column spreadsheet than it is to try and write it all down. Right. So, so we all use 10% of it, but very few of us use more than 50% of it. And even fewer of us use 90% of it. You know, most people can't spell pivot table. And the beautiful part about this is that you don't have to buy, you know, Cultivating Sales in this giant package, and it's extremely cost effective. So here's what I want to do. I want to talk about now the next steps. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, Melissa, what do they need to do now? What are the next steps that my guests need to do? How do they get a hold of you? Do they go to your website, your page, your Facebook page? How do they get engaged with Cultivating Sales so that they can understand if this solution fits their needs? Is there a free consultation? What do they need to do to get engaged with you?
You are, you've said it all. Go to cultivatingsales.com. If you want to see a demo, I do a full demo right there on the website. And there are tons of buttons on there that say, book an appointment with me to some degree.
How about a discovery session?
Book a discovery session. And what that'll do is it'll allow you to experience what it feels like or what it could feel like for your people to go through that process. Because obviously we use our own system. So I have a landing page built that you'll go, you'll see my calendar there, you'll book an appointment, you'll go through that process, you'll get a text letting you know that it's confirmed, you'll get an email. We do a whole variety of outreach. So many companies rely only on email. And with an 18 to 20% open rate, I'm sorry, but that sucks. If only 20% of your audience is seeing your emails, that ain't good enough. And so text messaging is huge, and it's a completely different experience. So I also invite you to text me at 262-261-0345. So it's 262-261-0345. When you text me, that will go right into my automation program, and I'll be able to speak to you right there. We will be, you and I, it's not a chat bot, you and I will be talking. So you can text me, or you can go to the website and check it all out first, and then text me or book an appointment, whatever you're most comfortable with.
Absolutely. And I know it works. I've done it myself. So it's fantastic. I can't even begin to tell you how much how happy I am that you have decided to be a guest with us today. This has been a fantastic hour. I am so, so glad that you decided to join us and spend time with us here at Mind Your Own Business. Wherever you get your podcast, and I say this every week, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I could not do what I do without you, the listener. So wherever you are getting your podcast right now, simply go to the bottom of that page and hit subscribe. Leave a review if you want. If you are getting something out of this, the best thing that you can do is go to cultivatingsales.com and engage right now with Melissa Blair, CEO and founder, my guest today. So, so happy that you were here. It means the world to me that you are letting people know that this is out there, because this is what, this is exactly why I do this show, is that, you know, if you don't know that it's there and I can, and your life can be made easier with a tool that's out there, until you know about it and until you take action. So the next thing I always say is, I know Melissa, I know her well enough to tell you this. If you take one step, she'll take two. If you take three, she'll take six. So I know for fact that she will meet you far more than halfway, but it still takes action. If you are listening to this podcast and you are not taking action, Melissa will not reach out to you. She doesn't know you. She can't get a hold of you. You're listening blindly. So you need to go to cultivatingsales.com. You need to go to our Facebook page. You need to text her. Whatever it is that you need to do, you need to take some action so that she can engage and bring you into the fold for Cultivating Sales. And it doesn't matter. Don't pre-qualify yourself. Don't say, well, I don't think that fits for my business. Don't make that judgment. Get with Melissa and have that conversation first and foremost, because we don't know what we don't know. And if we preconceive that this isn't going to work, then you're right, it's not going to work. So let's not preconceive it. Let's actually have the conversation. Now, I know Melissa also well enough to tell you this. She is a, you know, she's got that years of integrity selling. And I know Mr. Willingham. It was so funny that you brought that up. It's one of my staples in my in my library. I used to be a sales trainer with something called the American Management Association, and Ron was one of our board members. And I had a chance to meet him a couple of times, not the relationship you had, obviously. It's so cool, because integrity selling has been something, you know, it's right up there with Miller Hyman. It's real, you know, when you pick all of the, you know, the Dale Carnegie courses, I mean, integrity selling is a staple. You should be reading that book. And that's a separate plug for Ron.
Yes.
But integrity selling in the 21st century is a absolute must read. You need to have that in your, and if it's not on your audiobook, if it's not in your audiobook right now, go get it right now. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I digress. But you need to get engaged. I know with integrity selling, where I was going with that is that if you're not a good fit, if your company isn't going to benefit from cultivating sales software, I promise you, Melissa Blair will tell you. She will say point blank, look, guys, what we have right now isn't the best solution for you. So there's nothing but integrity there. Thank you so much for being a guest. I just so appreciate you taking an hour out of your life to share with all of us listeners out there every day. Go to cultivatingsales.com and get engaged. Melissa, thank you so much for being here. And I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you. I say it every week, and I mean it. I couldn't do what I do without you, the listener, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. We love the feedback, so keep it going. And as I sign off every week, I always say the same thing. Mind your own business, because nobody else is going to.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, Remember to mind your own business.